Hi, my name is Ethan White, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of our Sightline podcast series. Speaking today is Veets Group's senior project manager, Vishnu Raman. Vishnu has over 20 years of experience working with Sightline, 8 of which he worked directly for a company now known as Infor. Today, we will be discussing some of the key features and functionality of Sightline 8. Vishnu, thanks for joining us today. All right, let's dive right in. So Vishnu, what are some of the highlights of version 8.03?
Well, Ethan, again, I'm glad to be doing this episode today. Well, Sightline 8.03 with patch level 10 is the latest version of Sightline, which is available for customer download. Okay. In this version, Infor is continuing to refine the user experience in Sightline. So they're making it much more user-friendly to use the product as well as to find the information you need. And also they have packed it with several new features and functions, which I think are very compelling that customers should consider seriously. Okay. And also they're introducing a new reporting platform in this version. They're moving away from Crystal Reports to SQL Server Reporting Services. There are several advantages to this. It's a free product which comes with SQL, and it's tightly integrated with SQL Server. So I think that those are a huge plus. And also, this version is making it much more open for integration with other info products like Ion, as well as third-party products like Salesforce.com, for example.
Okay, what are some of the compelling new features that I should consider in this version?
Well, Ethan, some of the compelling features in this version are, first, the ability to pre-assign lots and serial numbers. If you think about it, we never had this feature before. The lots and serial numbers used to be created on the completion of the jobs or receiving of a purchase order, but we could never pre-assign the lots. And this was a huge requirement for a lot of customers. So that's, I think, is a huge plus for inventory management. Also, backflushing of lots and serial tracked items. That, again, is a first. Never had that feature before, and I know a lot of our customers used to ask for it. They need to backflush materials, including lot track materials or serial track materials. So I think that's huge. Extensive traceability. They've added traceability throughout the system from right from the product coming in all the way to the customers. So that's again, a big thing, especially for customers who have to deal with FDA. Customer and vendor consignments. Consignments, again, you might be doing consignments with your customer, maybe with your vendors, perhaps even both. And before we had to do all these different methods of getting to this, but it was never straightforward. But now it is supported out of the box. So that is a big thing as well. They've introduced container as an inventory transaction unit. So you can create a container, move containers, ship containers. So that is, again, a big thing. They've introduced electronic signatures in Sightline documents. For example, if your process calls for a signature of the completion of the jobs, once the job is completed, that could be an electronic signature enough. So they're trying to go more paperless on this, and I guess that's also green. And support for multi-site customers, vendors, and items. So if you're a multi-site company and you have common customers or common vendors and items, you can go to one place to maintain it, and this would be from your master site. And that's, again, a big ability that our customers could use. Importing journal entries into Sightline, they've simplified that process. So it's easy for you to import entries into your user-defined journals. Positive pay, if you're used to sending positive pay to your bank, now that's built in into Sightline. You don't need a custom report for it. You can prepare the positive pay file right in Sightline. And also, ability to create an order for non-inventory items. If you think about it, we had the ability for purchase orders as well as for job materials, but we could never create an order for a non-inventory items. So that is supported. I would say the big changes have happened in APS. They have merged the analyzer product into standard Sightline, so you don't have to install another product and maintain it. It's all within Sightline. And they've also replaced ERDB database as a standalone database. Now it's become part of Sightline database, so you don't have to worry about resizing your schema file every so often and running into error messages because of that. So that is big. Planning can be done by warehouse. Same with forecasting too. Forecasting can be done by warehouse and even by customer. So that's a plus. Ability to identify critical delays. So if you have an order and you know the projected date is past the due date, how do you find out quickly what's causing the delay? And they have introduced several new forms to help you identify the critical delays. And also to assign priorities for customers and orders. So it's not just by due date and order type. You can also assign priorities for customers and orders. In addition to that, they've also introduced integration into Microsoft Outlook. So the Office products are integrated, Outlook in addition to Excel. Support for mobile devices. So they've added several new pages. So you can, if you're running mobile devices, you can view Sightline through those pages. Dashboards and metrics have been introduced using Sightline Workspace. So if you're going to install Workspace, you get access to all the metrics which are available in that product. We are very excited about this release, and we feel that it can positively impact our customers' business.
Okay. Well, we have several custom Crystal reports. Do I need to migrate these to SSRS?
Well, Ethan, Sightline 8.0.3 supports both Crystal as well as SSRS reports. However, SSRS is the standard reporting platform, but if you have a lot of Crystal reports, customers can continue to use those Crystal reports because they support Sightline supports it for backward compatibility reasons. Okay, so you can continue to use your Crystal reports, but however, we would recommend that if you have customer and vendor-facing documents like purchase orders or invoices or acknowledgments, you should look into migrating those to SQL Server reporting services because you want to take advantage of some of the enhancements which have gone into 8.0.3. So yeah, we would recommend that for customer and vendor-facing documents, you should look at SSRS. But if you have some custom reports that are written in Crystal, you can still continue to run Crystal reports in 8.0.3.
All right. I've heard a lot about shipping Workbench. Can you tell me some of the features available in that?
Well, in 8.0.3.10, with the new patch release, Sightline introduced support for shipping Workbench. So right now, if you're using PasteJet shipping solution or InsideShip shipping solution, you might consider the shipping Workbench, which comes with Sightline. They provide you the ability to select orders for shipments, so you can group orders for shipments, assign them to groups of pickers so they can go and pick the products. And as soon as you pick the products, you even have the ability to reserve inventory for those orders, which is a good thing. And once it's picked, you can assign the orders for to be packed and assign different packers to those orders and then confirm the packing process. And then finally, you can confirm the shipment itself and then ship the entire shipment. So that streamlines the entire shipping process, and I would think this would be a serious candidate to be considered if you're using Insight or PasteJet products today. And this also provides the ability to integrate with UPS and FedEx. They are providing a view to share the information with these products. So and then also the ability to write back the tracking numbers as well as the freight charges. And they've also added a lot more shipping documents to this program. So so there are some documents available, but for international shipments, I would think you may still need to create some custom documents. But they have added some quite a few new documents to support your shipping process.
Okay, what about performance in this version?
Well, performance depends a lot on the hardware that you're using for Sightline. And as long as it is properly sized for the number of users you have, you should expect good performance. Aside from that, Sightline 8.0.3 definitely has better performance compared to other version 8 softwares. Infor is constantly refining it and making it better and better. So we are seeing that it's running much more faster and more responsive with this new version.
Well, what does this version do for servers and licenses?
Well, continuing the same theme as version 8, you will need less hardware to run Sightline compared to even Sightline 7 or Sightline 6. For example, if you have just 25 users or less, you can run Sightline on just one server. You don't need two or three servers like before. So certainly you can have savings on the hardware. Also, they're continuing to support virtual hardware, which is where all the applications are going towards. And by virtualizing your Sightline, it's a big plus for disaster recovery. So if there's any issues with your hardware, you can quickly move to another hardware and you can have your Sightline up and running in a short period of time. There's no need to reinstall. With regarding to your licenses, as long as you're current on your maintenance, all your existing licenses will be transferred to 803, so there should be no problems there.
Okay. Well, is there anything else we should consider while deciding on this upgrade?
Yes, there are several more things that you should consider because it has an impact on the cost as well as the duration of this project. Well, the first thing is, of course, your personalizations or customizations that you have done in your current version. So if you've done a lot of custom reports or maybe custom transactions, and if you still need to maintain them for the new version, then you have to upgrade them to 803. So that adds cost and time to the project. And also, how far back are you on compared to 803? So if you are coming from a Sightline 6 or maybe from a Sightline 8, there would be need for some additional training in version 803 because so much has changed from those versions to 803. So you would have to factor in some time for training. And also the current hardware that you're on, if it's getting older at the end of its life cycle, then you probably don't have much time. You'd be better for you to do this upgrade sooner than later because it's best to time your upgrade to a new hardware purchase, and that's when it's best to do it. We would recommend that.
All right. Well, how can Veets Group help with this upgrade?
Well, Ethan, Veets has completed several 803 upgrades from older Progress versions of Sightline, as well as Sightline 7 and Sightline 8, and we have best practices in place to help customers. We can help with sizing your new hardware to figure out exactly how much hardware you need and what are some of the requirements for that. Installing 803 and configuring 803 for your business. Training on the new features of 803. We can help you pilot the product through your business process so that we make sure that it's aligned with Sightline. And helping you convert your data from your previous version to the latest version, and also with your go-live and post-go-live support.
Vishnu, thanks for your time today. And thanks again for listening to episode 2 of our Sightline podcast series. Stay tuned for episode 3. Just a reminder, Veets Group is a professional services consulting firm with expertise in all versions of Sightline. If you have any questions pertaining to Sightline or need assistance, please contact Veets Group toll-free at 877-834-8702 or email us at info@veetsgroup.com.